as Thin Lizzy, Dancing in the Moonlight. If you haven't got anything to do tonight, perhaps you fancy a trip to the Ace in Brixton, because I've got a little bit of paper here that they sent to us, and apparently tonight the First Generation organisation present a grand publicity show with a DJ competition. I think I'll steer clear of that one. Live music and dance, roller skating, dancing, and a best dress contest. Kids session is noon to 5 p.m, so you miss that. But adults, 7 p.m. till 11, so you can miss Thameside. Tickets are £2 in advance. Well, it's a bit late now, so it's £2.50 on the night. And they're valid for both sessions, okay? No. That doesn't really matter at all, does it? If you want more information, ring 274-5442. That's a publicity show at the Ace in Brixton. 20 minutes before 6 on Thameside, and here's the members now with Offshore Banking Business. Just been re-released on Virgin, and on the B-side it's The Sound of the Suburbs, and that was The Members and Offshore Banking Business.
the valley tonight. There's a man in the shadows with a gun in his eye and a blade shining no so bright. There's evil in the air and there's thunder in the sky and a killer's on the bloodshot streets. On down in the tunnel with a deadly horizon. Oh, I swear I saw a young boy down in the gutter. He was stopping the foam in the heat. Oh, baby, you're the only thing in this whole world that's pure and good and right. And wherever you are and wherever you go, there's always gonna be some light. But I gotta get out, I gotta take it out now before the final crack of dawn. So we gotta make the most of our one night together. When it's over, you know we'll both be so alone.
We'll be right back. down at the bottom of the pit in the blazing sun. Torn and twisted at the foot of a burning bar. And I think somebody somewhere must be tolling a bell. And the last thing I see is my heart still beating. Breaking out of my body and flying away like a bat out of hell. And I'm dying at the bottom of a pit in a blazing sun. Oh, torn and twisted at the foot of a burning light. And I think somebody somewhere must be told in the bed.
Heard that one for ages. That's the title track from the album Bat Out of Hell from Meatloaf. I don't know if you saw the Meatloaf concert on ITV, when was it, last year sometime, and that was incredible. These huge great fat slobs sweating profusely and running about the stage. It was quite a concert. I don't know whether I'd like to have been there though. It's 12 minutes, no, 7 minutes before 6 o'clock on Thameside, and this is one of my favourite records of all time, I think. It comes from Christopher Cross. It didn't get anywhere, but it's brilliant all the same. It's called Ride Like the Wind.
To
Oh, this is brilliant, isn't it? I really like this. One of my favourite instrumentals. You get the impression I'm playing on my favourite records today, don't you? That's the Yellow Magic Orchestra and Behind the Mask. You're listening to Thameside Radio, broadcasting to London on 90.2 MHz VHF in stereo. And after the news, it's some Autobahn.
90.2 MHz VHF, Thameside Radio.
It's 6 o'clock. This is Steve Crozier. The latest American space shuttle, the Challenger, is now due to lift off from Cape Canaveral in 90 minutes' time. Andrew Manderstam reports.
Space agency officials have given the formal go-ahead for the maiden flight of the Challenger. Weather conditions at Cape Canaveral are good. It's a clear, sunny day, and the four-man crew of the shuttle are now on board the craft, going through their pre-launch checklist. The Challenger is almost identical to the earlier Columbia shuttle, although it's slightly lighter, and some of the troublesome heat-resistant tiles have been replaced by sheeting made out of a new material. If all goes as planned, the Challenger's crew will deploy what is claimed to be the most sophisticated communication satellite ever about 10 hours after liftoff. There'll be a spacewalk on Thursday, and the craft is due to land at Edwards Air Force Base in California on Saturday. Andrew Mandelstam, IRN, Washington.
The actress Gloria Swanson has died in hospital in New York at the age of 84. At one time, she was one of Hollywood's biggest stars, and her career spanned more than 60 years. She started at the age of 15 in silent films and quickly adapted to sound when the talkies arrived. In one of her most famous films, Sunset Boulevard, in 1950, she played an aging actress refusing to come to terms with real life. But in reality, Gloria Swanson was an astute businesswoman and continued to appear in films and on television until only a few years ago. Tension has heightened in the southern Zimbabwe province of Matabeleland after the shooting of three whites, one of them a politician. Julie Fredericks reports.
70-year-old Paul Savage, a member of parliament from former Prime Minister Ian Smith's Republican Front Party, his daughter, and an as-yet-unidentified British visitor were killed Sunday night on their ranch near Gwanda, south of Bulawayo. According to a government statement, 20 to 22 armed men first chased the black workers off the ranch, then shot the three whites and ransacked the home before fleeing in a stolen Land Rover. Julie Fredericks, IRN in Harare.
Police in Essex have escorted over 100 skinheads to a special train in Southend to take them out of the resort town. This follows an outbreak of fighting in the town during which 37 youths were arrested after they ran through a shopping arcade smashing shop windows. All police leave in Southend has been cancelled, but a spokesman says the situation is now under control. Now sport, and there was a full bank holiday sports programme. With the details, here's Andrew Gidley.
Liverpool's 4-0 win at Main Road keeps them 16 points clear at the top of the First Division table. David Fairclough scored twice, his first league goal since September of 1980. Manchester United were held to a goalless draw at Sunderland, while Watford beat Luton 5-2, with Reddy Antish of Luton sent off. And Spurs also scored 5 without reply in the North London derby against Arsenal. The second division match at Ewood Park between Blackburn and Burnley was held up for more than a quarter of an hour when fans tore slates from the roof of a stand and threw them at police. On the field, Queen's Park Rangers stayed top after winning at Chelsea, while Wolves dropped points in a 2-2 draw with Shrewsbury. Newport are the new leaders of Division 3, and Bobby Charlton has taken over temporary charge of 3rd Division Wigan and saw them beat Wrexham 3-1. While in racing, Bit of a Skite won the Irish Grand National at Fairy House.
Independent Radio News, it's 3 minutes past six.
I promised you a bit of Autobahn from Kraftwerk, so we're going to go straight into that. But first, a look at the weather for London. It's going to be showery tonight with a low of 2 degrees. And the outlook for tomorrow and Wednesday, continuing unsettled with showers, some prolonged and heavy, wintry over the hills, and rather cold with a night frost in places.
Thank you.
That's about the first third or so of the first side of the Autobahn album from Kraftwerk. Oh God, from Kraftwerk, yes. And they sort of started all the electronic music, and we were playing them on Thameside years and years ago. Good. Well, we must have been playing it 5 years ago when we very first started. Okay, 6:10 here on Thameside. Let's come right up to date with Jomar on the Trading, and this one, Drop the Pilot. Joan Armour Trading and Drop the Pilot. It's Thameside Radio on a bank holiday Monday. And if you want to get a dedication on the radio for a friend or even an enemy, we're going to be opening a phone line in the fairly near future, hopefully. So if you want to do that, give us a ring. And I'm giving you advance warning in case your sister's on the phone, because I have that trouble, you know. The sister sitting on the phone for hours on end, and you have to poke her and try and get her off. But there you are, you can try and drag her away from the phone, and we'll be opening the phone line in a few minutes' time, hopefully. Okay, this next record, it starts off really sort of quiet and yeah, just tinkling on the ivories. I don't think it's going to be released as a single. If you take a listen to the lyrics, you might find out why. It's called Farmyard Connection, and it comes from the Fun Boy 3.
Farmyard Connection, that's a Farmyard Connection, that's a Farmyard Connection.
Oh, I
What's your name?
Peter and Paul.
What's your age?
We're 23.
Where do you live?
We live on the farm.
What do you do?
We plant wheat. We gotta do what we do, cause we can't walk home. We've gotta earn a living. But every time the drug squad come and intrude, bang goes another week's wages, bang goes another week's food. Policeman come.
What did they do?
They make a raid.
What did you do?
We stood still.
What did they do?
They drove away. We tried to sleep in the fields to protect our weed. We've got to earn a living. But when the law swooped down and took away our weed, bang went another week's wages, bang went our family's feed.
Policeman on the fiddle. He sold off the drugs to the man in the middle, who put it on a plane for Heathrow Central. It was picked up by a hippie in a Hertz car rental. Drove it into town and split it up in parcels. He sold it to his friends as an ethnic party. They talked about life but missed all the points, 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 points. They sat cross-legged and passed around the joints as they inhaled the West Indian export. They talked about life but missed all the points, 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 points.
Meanwhile back on the farm, we're still working hard. We've got deadlines to meet, we're rushed off our feet. We've got to replant the fields, it takes 9 months to grow, and we've got to earn a living. But if the crops don't show, we're gonna starve. Bang goes another year's wages, goodbye to life on the farm.
See what I mean? That is the best track on the album though. Farm Boy 3 and Farmyard Connection. I wonder who I can dedicate that one to. Semi-detached suburban Mr. James. And that came out in 1966 from Bamford Manfred Mann. And before that, it was a record from 67 from Smokey Robinson. And of course, The Tears of a Clown. 22 and a half minutes past six. And here's Altered Images. The lovely Claire Grogan, along with the rest of Altered Images, and Don't Talk to Me About Love. And I didn't realise, but Claire Grogan was actually in the film Gregory's Girl. And I don't remember seeing her in it, but, well, I must admit, she is rather nice. 26 minutes past six. Don't forget, at 7 o'clock, it's going to be Terry Anderson. In the meantime, here's Yazoo, with a track from the album Upstairs at Eric's. This is called Bad Connection.
Ready?
Stevie Wonder from the album Songs in the Key of Life, and Sir Duke. Well, I don't know quite what's happened to our phone line, so if one of the girls up in the Thameside Radio information desk is listening, perhaps you'd like to come down and tell me exactly what's going on.
Are your kids hard on their clothes? Do you long for clothes in natural fibres that can stand up to the rough and tumble? Well, Fix can. Fix children's wear. It's tough, durable, and can be washed at high temperatures. High quality fashion at sensible prices, from baby to teenage. See Fix at Harvey Nichols, Knightsbridge, Ugly Duckling of Ealing, Humler of Camden Town, Raggedy Ann's of Blackheath, and other leading children's wear shops all over London. Fix your kids up with Fix.
It's the newest, brightest, boldest slimming and fitness magazine.
What Diet?
Yes, What Diet is out now with 6 new diets in every colourful issue and a host of bright ideas to help you get slim and keep in trim.
What Diet?
Discover the slimming secrets of the stars. Shape up with our exercise regime. Share in amazing success stories. All this plus fashion, beauty and much more in the new magazine that really gives you something to get your teeth into.
What Diet?
What Diet at your newsagent now. Price 60 pence.
Sweet surrender on the quayside. remember we used to run and hide. In the shadow of the car goes, I'll take you one time. We're counting all the numbers down to the waterline. When me and Mrs. on the dog meet the stairway, friends kisses in the darkest doorway. Foghorn blowing out a wild cold. The policeman he shines a light on my shoulder. Comes a coaster, fast and silent in the night. Over my shoulder, all you can see are high lights. No money in our jackets and our jeans at all. Your hands are